It appears rather gruesome, rather wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves, and it is an eclectic music program that runs for the next hour or so. And I'm really, really delighted with the lineup for this show. It's kind of going to be like a rock show, I guess. There's I started out because I had been sort of re-listening to Arctic Monkeys and then reminded myself how in love with Partner, the band I am right now. And then it just kind of all spilled out from there. And so this is a show that is just full of really rocking guitar riffs. And I'm going to take a second after this set to talk about one of my top albums of the year again, because they've changed. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So without much further ado, I'm going to start off with the song that kind of inspired this whole show, which is Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High by Arctic Monkeys off of their album AM. After that, I've got tracks from Raleigh and White Horse and so, so, so much more. So please stay tuned. Please enjoy and welcome to Particles and Waves.
The mirror's image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls into my mind. Talking the same shite. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears. Incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls until my message you replied. We'll be right back.
My baby mama in a pink kimono. My baby mama
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That song you just heard was called Pink Kimono. It is by the band White Horse, who, weirdly enough, are not in fact from the territories, but are actually from Ontario. They released an album recently called Panther in the Dollhouse, which is where that song's from. Before that, Calgary band Raleigh with Just Kids off of their new album, Powerhouse Bloom, and the Arctic Monkeys with Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High off of AM. So I talk a lot on this show about favorite albums, about the top albums in my list for 2017. It's been a really good year for the music, the sort of music that I like. And there's been a recent upset recently, which is St. Vincent. The last time she released an album was back in 2014 with her self-titled album. And I did put it on my top albums of that year, even though I really was like readily admitted that parts of it just did not make a lot of sense musically for me. And sometimes that's really appealing. There's a lot of stuff to be said for music that's challenging, not just very, very listenable. However, St. Vincent's newest album, which is called Mass Seduction, saw her kind of transition from rock to pop. This is very much a consciously a pop album. And it's perfect. It's like shot straight into the number one spot of my favorite album of the year, which is a major upset because for the longest time, my like top three were pretty well set. And St. Vincent just blew past them all. Part of it is that she's an absolutely brilliant composer and musician. And I knew this before. She just takes music and knows what to do with it. And when you listen to songs that she has written and performed, there's an artistry to them. There are layers. It's a very, very smart way of making art, of making this oral art. However, what really cemented it for me was the song that I'm about to play for you from Mass Seduction, which is called Young Lover. And the thing about St. Vincent is that she is so talented that she has pulled, and she does it a couple times on this album, she pulls this bait and switch where the tone of the song is going one way, but the lyrics of the song are going the other way. And when you start paying attention to the lyrics a little more closely, which for me takes about two or three listens before I really start putting things together meaningfully, it changes the entire song. And for me, it actually changed the entire album. So Young Lover, if you haven't heard it, is probably one of the more upbeat songs on this album. When you listen to it with like half an ear, mostly going for understanding the melody, which is, again, how I approach new music, it really does just sound as though she's talking about a younger, yeah, young lover. She's saying, begging you please to wake up, maybe, and you think maybe out of, you know, this sort of sleepwalking, there's, you know, sort of sleepwalking through the relationship, she wants something more serious, and no, not at all. The actual content, the actual meaning of the song is far, far more tragic and far more serious and just stunningly beautiful. And I was just like, Jesus, Annie, my heart, I can't deal. And then it became my favorite album of the year. So having said all of that, and just so, so in love with this track, please enjoy Young Lover by St. Vincent.
How long has this been going on? I found you in the bathtub with your clothing on. Oh, so what? Your mom. Spill. pick up your lover. I thought you were dying.
Sometimes it feels like the only thing you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have a Christmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles & Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kellerisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Christmas fun.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
I'm on it in and out of myself. I've done this all along, trying just to see what.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song that I kind of forgot existed and then rediscovered earlier today and was like, oh yeah, right, awesome. It's by a Canadian experimental musician who goes by the name Born Gold. His 2013 album, I Am an Exit, contained that song, which is called Hunger. Before that, Blue Hawaii with Belong to Myself off of Tenderness, if you recognized the singer. She is also the front woman of Braids, which is another like similar sounding, super awesome art rock indie band from Canada. And prior to that, St. Vincent with Young Lover, just one of the many pitch perfect songs off of Mass Seduction. At the beginning of the show, I kind of alluded to Partner, and now I'm going to talk about them some more. I've talked about them a lot. I kind of have like a music geek crush on them. And so does Pitchfork, which is amazing. I sometimes look up Pitchfork's reviews of all the albums I like just to see, like, because Pitchfork has the weirdest, most strict taste in music, and they really, really enjoyed Partner's album, which, and so they should. It's really good. It's called In Search of Lost Time, and it is very much a throwback to a specific moment in time, which was like in the early mid 2000s, when there was this like weird surf rock quasi pop punk kind of wave that came up, and it was stuff like Sugar Cult and Sum 41 on their Better Days, and it just like, I used to listen to, like, that was when I kind of came of age. That was when I was in high school. So I would listen to these bands and wish that I was in the rock bands because, come on, we all wish that we were rock stars. Well, now along comes Partner, two awesome queer Canadian ladies who have made an entire album that sounds exactly like that, and they are lady rock stars. One of them plays a double neck guitar for all of those rock and guitar solos, and I'm just so in love. So I am going to play yet again. Also, they're super awesome, hilarious stoners, and the album is absolutely goddamn hysterical. So I'm going to play the opening song yet again. I've played it before. It's called Everybody Knows. I've been jamming along to it a lot in my off time, and because it's just so good. It's so fun. And going to follow it up with some more Canadian stuff from Weaves and the Deers as well. Please enjoy.
Yeah. had to go out. Now everything is cinematic and the big Lebowski. I'm in the California desert. It's the 1990s. In the dairy section, I see my reflection. Everybody knows you're high. She had to go too. And on the deck while I waited for her to get dressed, sparked up another one. And I was such a mess that I confess that my professor wouldn't look me in the eye. Listen, everybody knows you're high. Yeah.
Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Montreal band The Deers with a track called I'm Sorry That I Wished You Dead off of their album Times Infinity Volume 2. If you ever have the chance to go see The Deers live, take it. Pay for the tickets. Go. You will never, ever, ever regret it. They remain one of the best shows I've ever been to. My word. Before that, Weaves with a track called Walk Away off of their album Wide Open, and Partner with Everybody Knows off of their hysterical, amazing, just musically great album In Search of Lost Time. I get to discover a whole lot of music doing this gig, as you'd expect, and one of the discoveries that I made for this week's show is one that I'm really impressed with, and I'm going to be giving the entire album like a good full listen because I was so blown away with what I heard when I was doing my show prep. It's she's an Australian singer-songwriter named Alex LaHaye, and she's from Melbourne. She won something called the Josh Pike Partnership, and Josh Pike is actually a really amazing folk artist that I have heard before, and he set up a partnership to help fund unsigned musicians. Gordy won it a little while back, and she is making amazing music now, and then Alex LaHaye won it this year and released her full-length album debut, which is called I Love You Like a Brother, just a little while ago. So she's incredibly talented. I really, really like her sound, and I've been grooving along to this particular track I'm going to play for you, which is called Every Day's the Weekend, quite a bit today, and I'm going to keep listening to it probably when I leave the station as well. So yeah, I'm really actually very excited to play it for you. I hope you enjoy. I've got something from Jessica Leaf Mayfield after that called Off of My Hands, and then a track from the Tegan and Sarah Con Covers album, which just was released to great acclaim and Canadian squeeing. So please enjoy all of that. Just pretend. Welcome back to Particles and Waves. So that was Churches covering Tegan and Sarah, which definitely ticks off the like bucket list for a bunch of the music nerds I know. Kind of, I guess, myself included, but I came into Tegan and Sarah a little bit after The Con, which is the album that that track, it's called Call It Off, is from. It was released 10 years ago, so to celebrate, Tegan and Sarah roped in a bunch of people, very, very talented folks, to do a series of covers and have released it. Before that, Jessica Lee Mayfield with a track called Off of My Hands off of her album Sorry Is Gone, and Alex LaHaye with Every Day's the Weekend from I Love You Like a Brother. You will definitely be hearing more from her on this show. I've got time for one more song, and I've got one more song to play, which is excellent when that all works out nicely. I wanted to play this. A friend of mine, an internet friend of mine, is super into this artist named Verité. I'm super into an artist named Ali X, and they collaborated on a song. They covered one of Ali X's tracks from her most recent album. It's called Casanova. It's very good. Ali X basically does what... I've heard her compared to Carly Rae Jepsen, but like more definitively like electro indie, and that's about right. Like, she makes really unapologetic pop, and it's very good. And I really admire her, and I find myself listening to her stuff a lot, including this song. So I wanted to share it with you, and that'll be the end of my show. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves. Please stay tuned for more awesome campus content, and I will catch you all next week.
My heart listens to